In 38 on Tuesday's News Talk Breakfast with Chris Donohue and Ivan Yates. The Irish prison service is often criticised for producing high reoffending rates. How many times have we heard people with previous offences out on bail committing further offences? Well, the Irish Association for the Social Integration of Offenders is a national community-based organisation for adult offenders in the criminal justice system. Its aim is to assist prisoners in gaining employment before they leave prison and help them with temporary accommodation in order to prevent reoffending. Well, our own News Talk's Shona Murray was speaking to a prisoner in Mountjoy who was released for a few days a week to engage in a return to work programme ahead of his release. Good morning, Shona, and she joins us now. Who did you speak to?
Well, I spoke to John. As you mentioned there, Ireland does have relatively high reoffending rates, in particular for certain crimes like burglary, drugs, assault, robbery, things like that, that within 3 years the reoffending rate comes up to around 60%. So obviously this is a very important way of getting prisoners out, back out into the workplace, so that they actually have somewhere to go and an aim straight away before they're just sort of left out in the streets. So I spoke to John first of all. He was given a 4 years sentence for a drugs offence. He was a courier for a larger cocaine dealer. At that time his business had fallen apart. He was addicted to cocaine and was using cocaine and obviously was getting paid in this way. So he told me about his experience with this program.
You just get caught up in the whole thing. You see your life imploding around you, and you stuff you can't do anything about it because maybe the way your mind is thinking. And probably there's a lot of depression involved. You know, cocaine can be a very depressive drug, and before you know it, the whole thing spirals out of control. I mean, it's unbelievable. I would never think I'd be ever in my life ever have gone to prison.
So tell me about that shock then, that when you got arrested and it became apparent that you're going to end up in prison. How did that feel?
Well, it's very hard. It's the worst feeling in the world. You know, you feel your whole life flashes in front of you. That's what had happened to me. And then you have to deal with the shame of it. You know, I'm ashamed of what I did, and then I also shamed my family. You've got the two things running in parallel, and then you have to deal with that. And then your other extended family as well, and friends. And then you end up in custody, you get sentenced, and then when you're in prison for the first time, well, it's a huge, huge shock to the system.
Very contrite there. John is not his real name. So did he find the prison experience to be rehabilitative?
Yeah, I think that with John, you'd have to say that he engaged in it in a very positive way. So he took advantage of the sort of counselling, the jobs that are available, the training. He went to the gym and generally occupied his time. He came off drugs before he went into prison, so that was much less of an issue. So therefore, he was primed for a programme like this. You could trust him to engage in it. And he told me about his experience there.
We have all sorts of images about prison, you know, I had myself, but by and large, if you go in, you engage with people, you don't trouble them, you're not a threat to them or anything, you're left alone. The strangest friendships can occur when you're inside as well.
Like what?
Well, people you might never think you'd be friends with, and suddenly, you know, you find you've something in common, or you go to the gym with them, you train with them, you get on with them, and you don't judge people. That's the thing I've learned as well. You know, to be very non-judgmental myself.
So what would be, I suppose, what's the greatest lesson that you learned?
Well, the greatest lesson, well, two lessons I would say. Well, one, when you're in jail, you've got to use it and to make sure you never come back again. And you can turn your life around. I mean, it's been, in a sense, a huge positive thing for me. Yes, lots of help. I took the help and I did the stuff and I've come out a better person. Then I went in.
Why would you say you're a better person?
Because I'm more understanding, having all the different, even counselling in prison and dealing with the professional service and just, by and large, just reflecting on my life over the last couple of years, I feel I'm a much, much better person now.
Shona, you mentioned that John was an ideal candidate for this. You could imagine that there are some people maybe more youthful, more rebellious. Can any prisoner avail of this scheme?
Yeah, obviously you'd have to engage with the training programs and other facilities that are available in the prison, and it has to be obviously close enough to the time when, you know, it's reasonable to allow a person out. John was given a 4-year sentence. He's going to probably do 2.5 years, and he's been engaging in this. But I spoke to Denise Coolan. She's the training and employment officer for the Irish Association for the Social Integration of Offenders.
I think from our point of view, what the message that we're trying to get out is for employers maybe to take a chance. You know, because it's very easy to kind of tar everybody with the same brush. And I think it's important with Peter's story that you realise, you know, prisoners are not all the same. Everybody's different. Everyone has a different story. But if people don't take the onus in the community, employers and the community itself, to kind of welcome the person back, and they're involved in their reintegration and rehabilitation, it's not just up to the prison. You know, the prison can send them out ready, you know, but a community has a part to play as well. And I think it's important that employers realise people that are going out and that would have worked with IASIO, they have a lot of skills to offer, you know. And so we wouldn't be recommending them for somewhere or trying to put them somewhere if we didn't think they were suitable and they were reliable and they were engaged.
That was Denise Coolahan of the Irish Association for Social Integration of Offenders, doing good work providing accommodation and employment opportunities for prisoners to help with their rehabilitation. Thanks for that report, Shona Murray.
Now, it is 9:44. This week's edition of Hidden History is coming up in a few minutes, and then after that, the Pat Kenny.